East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
A man charged with suspected stolen property and the possession of unlicensed firearms will appear in the Verulam Magistrates Court today. He was arrested in the area yesterday following a high-speed chase by police that ended in gunfire. The pursuit began when a tracking company detected a stolen car being driven by the man on the N2 leaving Umlazi south of Durban. KZN SAPS spokesperson Paul Magwaza says officers tried to stop the car in Verulam, but one of the suspects opened fire, injuring a security guard.
The suspects continued to flee, but they were eventually intercepted at Gerrans Park by members of the provincial task team as well as Durban K9. The suspects abandoned the vehicle and fled on foot into the bush. A close inspection of the abandoned vehicle led to the recovery of one rifle with over 100 rounds of ammunition. Members from K9 went into the bush in search of the suspects.
He says a manhunt is underway for the second suspect. And Thulasizwe Buthelezi has been reinstated as the AmaZulu traditional prime minister. King Misuzulu Gazwelithini confirmed the decision after Buthelezi was sworn in Pongola last night, nearly a year after his surprise dismissal. NewsWatch's Qinokuhle Malinga has more.
In a statement, the monarch says Buthelezi will return to provide executive leadership and oversee the administration of the Zulu Kingdom under His Majesty's authority. His reinstatement comes despite the king still not explaining why he removed him on Christmas Day last year. The king's decision was communicated through a notice circulated on social media. The KZN Cocktail MEC previously said he was blindsided by the move, claiming he was never formally told of his dismissal by the king, although they remained in good terms. He took over the prime ministerial duties following the death of IFP leader Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi in 2023, who held the position for nearly 7 decades across 3 reigns. Qinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
And the EFF says it fully supports the establishment of a portfolio committee to provide oversight on the work of the presidency. The National Assembly adopted new rules yesterday that will establish such a committee. It will allow the budget of the presidency to be scrutinized and require the president and deputy president to account once a year on key policy matters, among other things. The EFF's Nontando Noluchungu says the oversight committee will force the office of the presidency to be held accountable.
The rapid concentration of power in the office of the president ever since Mr. Ramaphosa took over power warrants this establishment of a standing portfolio committee on the presidency. The establishment of a separate committee over the presidency marks decisive and consequential victory for constitutional democracy in the country.
And abroad, a series of investigations into exploitative work conditions within fashion subcontractors has roiled Italy's luxury industry. 5 fashion brands have been put under court administration since last year. It follows probes by Milan prosecutors that uncovered worker abuses and a lack of oversight into the supply chains of some of Italy's most respected brands. Lawyers for luxury leather company Tod's are due in a Milan court today. It's where prosecutors want to impose a temporary advertising ban on outside administrators in light of what they've called malicious actions by the company. Your top story this hour, a man charged with suspected stolen property and the possession of unlicensed firearms will appear in the Verulam Magistrate Court today. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.